Well, good evening again. Thank you, Christine, for bringing that second reading to us. We've already heard from Amanda, with some help from Sinozalot, encouraging us to not forget about Jesus at Christmas time. And perhaps it's very easy to keep Jesus in the box, so to speak, because there are so many other things happening at Christmas, so many good things for which we should be thankful and we really should enjoy because they're good. But often, in the midst of all the busyness and all the happenings, it can be very easy just to leave Jesus wrapped up in a box under the tree and forget about him. And so really building on what we were considering with Amanda and Sinozalot, I want us just to spend 10 minutes or so just thinking together from that second passage that we've had read, why it is so very important that we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and not overlook him in the midst of everything else that is happening. So I've got three reasons from the passage that we've just heard read, three reasons why we should keep our eyes very much fixed on Jesus and not only give him our attention, but give him more than that, give him our praise. And the first of those reasons is this. It's related to who Jesus is. And this is what we heard from that reading in Matthew in verse 18. We were told this is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Where did this person, Jesus, come from? Well, according to Matthew here, Jesus, we're told, came from God. Jesus was God, conceived in Mary through the Holy Spirit. That's where he came from. That's where he originated from. Now, every year, the eyes of many of us who are sports followers, at least, in rugby league, our eyes get taken by the annual State of Origin. And that's where players from New South Wales and Queensland battle it out together for their original state. And just really quickly, to help us think about this some more, I wonder how good some of you are at identifying which players represent each state. Really quickly, just to make a point, I am going somewhere with this. Firstly, who is this player? It's Zach Lomax, yeah, in a Dragons outfit, soon to become a Parramatta Eel. Which state does he originate from? He's a New South Welshman, that's right, so he plays for the Blues. You're getting the hang of this. Who's this guy? Rhys Walsh, which state does he originate from? He's a Queenslander. We haven't got any Queenslanders here tonight. No, you are welcome if you are a Queenslander, okay? And then one more. That's Rhys Walsh. Who's this guy? Luai, the 5'8". And where does Jerome Luai originate from? He's a New South Welshman. And there he is, giving a bit of cheek to Daily Cherry Evans, just true to form there. Now, let me ask you, you got the idea of that. Who would Jesus play for in State of Origin? We'd love it, wouldn't we? We'd love him to play for New South Wales. But he won't play for New South Wales, he won't play for Queensland. He'll play for Bethlehem in Judea, actually, because that's where he was born and where his family were from. But along with that, Jesus would represent God. He'd be on God's origin team. In fact, he'd be the only person on it. He'd be captain, coach, manager, water boy. He'd be the lot, because he is the only one in history who has come directly from God. He is God himself, who came to earth in the form of a real human baby. And that's the first reason why we must be astonished by Jesus. Because if he is who the Bible says he is unique, he is wonderful, he is the powerful God himself who has appeared here on earth in the form of a tiny human baby. And that's why we make a fuss about him, not just at Christmas, but throughout the whole course of the year. You see, there was once a massive gap between us and God. And what God has done, according to the Bible, he has bridged that gap between us and God by coming to earth in the form of a human. The Creator himself, the mighty Creator, has willingly chosen to enter into creation and himself become a creature. It's a remarkable feat, and it is a remarkable comfort for us to know that we are no longer alone as human beings here on this earth, because God himself has come to us in becoming a man. He has come near to us. So who Jesus is the first reason why we should not forget about Jesus this Christmas. It is truly remarkable. Now, the second reason that we should give our attention to Jesus is because of what Jesus came to do. What Jesus came to do. And that's explained by the angel, again in the passage, by Joseph. It's explained by the angel to Joseph in verse 21. Speaking of Mary, the angel says this: "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Jesus came to save his people from their sins. Now, I don't know how you feel when you hear any talk of the word sin. Maybe it's a negative word that kind of gets you back up. And why does the church keep banging on about sin when there are so many other good things in this world that it could be talking about? And, you know, I get that. I understand that. But the thing is, we won't really understand the enormity of what Jesus has done without first getting our heads around what is meant by this concept of sin from which people need saving. And so really briefly, sin is defying God. It's living as though we are the ones in charge rather than him. Sin is humans deciding what is right and wrong and giving God no say, no credit, and no attention. And sin explains to us why the world is the way that it is, both in terms of the atrocities that we see and in also the disasters that occur. And we all suffer from it. None of us is exempt from it. And we all need saving from it. And that's what Jesus came to do, to save us from our sin. He came with a very clear purpose, to save his people from their sin. Now, it's a little bit like this. I'll just get myself sorted here. If we just want to think about sin, this is sin in our lives that just mucks things up. It makes things dirty. Now, am I able to do anything myself to fix this problem? Can I do anything to make this water pure? I am powerless, and that's what it is like when we're faced with the problem of human sin. But what Jesus is able to do, he's able to come into this world and actually deal with the problem of sin in a way that no one else can. Jesus is able to make us pure. He is able to make us clean. And that's something that we cannot do on our own. And so that's the second reason why we should give proper attention to Jesus. Again, not just at Christmas, but the whole time of our lives. That's the second reason. Jesus can come and do what we cannot do. He can come and save us from our sins. And then the third and final reason that we should give attention to God, or rather to Jesus, is because of how Jesus came to do it. How did Jesus come to do it? And he did it by following a very clear plan. You see, God left clues about what Jesus would have to do in order to save people. Leaving clues in this world is what God is really good at. And it leads me to show this video. This video we're going to watch now, it has a bit of an introduction, so just bear with that. It runs for about 6 minutes, and see what you make of it, see what you gain from it. Watch it, and then I'll say a few more words. The other one, the earlier one. It should be a 6 minute video.
Thank you. And cannon. There.
Whee!
Brown.
So, what do we got?
Seems like some sort of celebration, sir.
Yes, but what is it? Is it birthday or Easter?
Dunno. Bit early to tell.
Alright. Oh, wait. What have we got here? Have a look. Lab girl, you get the other end. Well, it says, Merry Christmas. I think what we've got ourselves here is a Christmas celebration.
But what's it all about?
Well, that's what I intend to find out, Gomez. Lab girl, bag that, get it down to the lab. Gomez, you and me have some clues to find. Come on. J-E-S-U-S.
Jesus.
Wait.
Jesus?
Christ.
Jesus Christ.
You mean to say, sir, that Christmas is not about the turkey, the lights, and the presents?
No, Gomez. It's all about Jesus Christ.
Sir?
Yes, Gomez.
How do we miss it?
Well, Gomez, sometimes what you're looking for is right underneath your nose.
Ha 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 ha.
Left clues about who Jesus is and what Jesus has come to do. And what Matthew tells us in his gospel is that many of those clues are actually given to us in the Old Testament. You see, God gave promises about what Jesus would do to save his people. And if we're prepared to look, what we can discover is that those clues that God has left are actually right under our nose, as it says in the video. And one of those clues is spoken about here in verse 23 of Matthew's gospel. And this was the prophecy that Jean read for us at the beginning of our service, the one given by Isaiah 700 years before Jesus was born. And it said to us this: the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. The virgin or woman is Mary, who gives birth to Jesus, also called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And this is just one of the many clues that God gave in the Old Testament that, again, are right under our nose if only we're prepared to conduct a humble investigation. You know, many of us might think, if only God could make himself clearer, if only he could make it more obvious that he's there with us. But God has left clear clues as to his presence. His fingerprints are actually all over this world, if only we might be prepared to look. And so can I just ask you tonight, are you prepared to take a humble, honest look at the clues that Jesus has been in this world and take a look at what God says about Jesus in the scriptures, in the Old Testament and in the New? For we might just discover from that that God is actually nearer than we might think. He's actually come into this world, and he's living in this world even today, the Bible says, through his Holy Spirit. So don't miss out on seeing Jesus and seeing what God has done through him. Jesus is God with us. He's come to save us from our sins by following a very clear path, leaving us with clues regarding his existence and his intentions towards us. If only we are prepared to take the time to have a humble look at Jesus and admit our own need of rescue.